It's an interesting twist on the old ball and chain complaint. What's a prison warden to do when someone wearing stripes wants to trade them in for a tuxedo, in a sense, and get married behind bars? The short answer is that the warden allows the inmate to take a mate. It happened in a big way last week in a prison ceremony in Brazil. Many couples locked together in oh so many ways. And it happens in the United States, too, if not in so public a ceremony. Because back in 1987, the United States Supreme Court said, "We do believe that those behind bars can't be barred from marriage." It's a case called Turner versus Safley, springing from a regulation in a Missouri guidebook for wardens. Wardens in the Show Me State were supposed to quash matrimony among miscreants. They would approve weddings inside prison for compelling reasons only. Show me a pregnancy, for example. But the Supreme Court decided such a provision, allegedly meant to maintain security in prisons, went too far. The court found the restriction on marriage unconstitutional, an exaggerated response to security, really love triangle concerns. There needed to be a stronger relationship between those concerns and the provision to survive a constitutional challenge, a stronger showing that the regulation would indeed advance the prison's security goals. Prison officials couldn't prove those things to the court's satisfaction, so the court struck the provision down. And now, 14 years after that decision, romance flourishes in, of all places, the Code of Federal Regulations, because the court said it had to. For example, the poetic Title 28, Chapter 5, Subchapter C, Part 551, Subpart B, 28 CFR 551.12, otherwise known as the Marriages of Inmates Eligibility to Marry section, forces wardens to grant their inmates hands in marriage. There are some rings to jump through, of course. The inmate must be legally eligible. The inmate must be mentally competent. The intended must verify in writing that, yes, she wants to wed the felon. And crucial for our looking with fondness on the couple and wishing them all the best, the marriage poses no threat to security, order, or protection of the public. And yet, cruel fate, courts have upheld wardens' decisions not to allow a prison wedding in several cases. When the groom failed to get the marriage license, when the warden received information that the bride-to-be would be in danger as soon as she said, "I do," and when the bride-to-be couldn't show proper identification at the prison gate on her wedding day. But the prison marriages continue, and when the rice is cleaned up by the prison's janitorial staff and the bride's gone back home until the next prison visit, the inmate's left with but one dreamy thought, his 11th anniversary. The traditional anniversary gift that year, something made of steel. I'm Amy Guida.